McDonald's customer support. My name is Maya. One of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I locate your information with your name and address?
Okay, my name is Roxanne, R-O-X-A-N-N-E, Pastore, P-A-S-T-O-R-E. And my address is 12183 East Sand Hills Road, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85255.
Thank you. Give me one moment while I was loading up the information.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. So I located your account with Aluba Active. How may I help you today?
Yes. Well, also, I've just spoken to a couple of your girls, their ladies that work for you, and they say that they did cancel those two charges that they had, and that they've also made sure that it's not a reoccurring charge. Can you check to make sure that's happened?
Of course. Yes, they did cancel, and let me see about the refund. Give me one moment. Yes, they canceled and refunded that transaction on the 23rd.
Okay, today. So, you know, all I wanted to let you know is that this company is fraudulent because there is no email. There's no email you can get to, even though you have an email for them. That's incorrect. It doesn't come up on your computer if you check it. And also the phone number that's on the product doesn't ring through as a phone number. It just doesn't, you know, so it's a fraudulent company and you should stop dealing with them. And I'm going to also let my bank know that.
Of course, ma'am. We definitely apologize. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you. I just wanted to let you know because honestly, other people, this is not a small charge. We're talking about $214 for a product that's probably not even worth $2. And I just don't want other people to get caught up in that because it's a lot of money.
We'll definitely pass that along to the management team.
Now, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.